I'm Mike and Scott, and this is The Pulse, stories at the heart of health, science, and innovation. You can find our podcast on iTunes.
I'm willing to listen to whatever ideals the gun control advocates have.
I'm not for sending any troops into Iraq, and I will oppose sending any of our people back into Iraq. It was a mess from the beginning.
It will be horrific if Donald Trump gets elected, but I am not at all reassured by the policies of Hillary Clinton.
Those are the voices of Ben Carson, Rand Paul, and Jill Stein. All three are physicians who ran for president this time around, but this is not at all a sign that doctors are political animals. In comparison to other professions, physicians are one of the least reliable groups when it comes to voting. According to a recent study, one in four physicians didn't vote at all in the past three presidential elections. So why do so many physicians stay out of the voting booth? We asked Pulse contributor and internist Netta Freya to find out.
People in my profession aren't great voters. At election time, we turn out in lower numbers than farmers, teachers, and lawyers, especially lawyers. Researchers at the University of Pennsylvania found that fewer than 49% of physicians voted in the 2000 election, for example. That's compared to lawyers, who turned out at almost 70%. With more than 800,000 of us in the United States, doctors could be a powerful voting bloc at election time. So why the apathy?
I think everybody will use the excuse of time, which is fair, but then kind of not so much, because, you know, we can find time to do things that are important.
That's Dr. Nitti Goyal, a hospitalist and colleague of mine at the University of Maryland Medical Center in Baltimore. And she's right. Lack of time is a key reason doctors give for not voting. Researchers who study voting patterns have theorized that medical schools attract people who like science more than civics, and that many doctors feel like their work has enough social purpose, so they can skip voting guilt-free. As I dig into the topic more with Nitti, she says she's struck by the tension that can come with politics.
Now, in the current political environment, it can be really challenging to have these discussions openly, and it can become very adversarial. It can feel very personal.
Think about it. Do you really want to know that your doctor is voting for the candidate you can't stand? Some doctors stay out of politics for the same reason, so they don't alienate their patients. When I ask another colleague why we're bad voters, he gives me a reason that the medical community understands well, but that would surprise most of our patients.
From the very beginning, we are not taught anything about the political nor the business side of medicine.
That's Dr. Jeremy Pollack. He's a 32-year-old cardiology fellow at the University of Maryland, and he says physicians don't get many chances to learn about the politics of their profession.
You might have one little 20-minute personal finance class in medical school. You might have a financial advisor try to come get your money in residency, but there is no emphasis. This is not institutionalized as important.
To his point, a recent newsletter from the American Medical Association listed 9 issues that will affect the work and livelihood of physicians this election cycle, including, get ready, Medicare reform, insurance regulations, issues surrounding electronic health records, student debt relief, are you still with me? Telemedicine, prescription drug abuse and addiction, and prescription drug pricing. Yeah, these are not binary topics. They are complex, and they require serious study to understand. And what Jeremy's saying is that despite spending decades in training, when it comes to policy, physicians can feel, well, undereducated.
I think first you have to realize it's daunting. I mean, we're every day, I'm just trying to learn how to be a cardiologist, and that breadth of information that I'm responsible for is unbelievably scary. So then you add on top of that, learn about the politics of medicine. There's no way. So it's this helplessness.
In a 70s-style auditorium on the medical campus of the University of Maryland, a few dozen doctors-to-be are eating pizza and hoping to feel less helpless. This is a meeting of citizen physicians, a grassroots movement that started at Brown University with the mission of helping future doctors better understand those tricky policy topics. One of tonight's speakers is Dr. Clarence Lamb.
You're trying to solve a problem. It's like putting a
puzzle. He's young and energetic, kind of a rising star in the Maryland General Assembly, where he is one of 4 physicians. After the panel, I asked him why he thinks doctors stay out of politics.
You know, we are very, in a way, linear thinkers. We base all of our decisions, and we try to, on data, on things that we see, on observations. That's not necessarily the case in policy, where you're trying to convince people. And from a physician standpoint, from a scientist standpoint, that's incredibly frustrating to realize that, you know, the data might be completely outweighed by one or two stories.
Lamb says politicians also make decisions based on who shows up to vote.
And if they see that the physician community doesn't come out to vote as often as, say, the attorney community, then they will probably be more likely to listen to the attorney community and to physicians because you don't turn out to vote.
Turns out, taking good care of patients includes showing up Tuesday morning to pull that lever. For The Pulse, I'm Netta Freha.